The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Be in a conversation with those two guys, myself and AD, is just very humbling.
LeBron James and LA Lakers power forward Anthony Davis are being compared with Lakers greats Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant as they move closer to the 17th National Basketball Association championship title for the storied franchise.
You know, obviously being in high school and watching the Kobe Shaq duo, it was the most dominant duo that I have personally seen in my life from a basketball perspective. Hadn't seen, obviously, we knew the force that Shaq brought to the table, but the elegance and force that Kobe played with as well. They were very dominant in what they did on the floor, on both sides of the floor.
Standing in the way at the Orlando, Florida NBA bubble is a talented Miami Heat team. After jumping to a 2-0 series lead in the best-of-seven championship, Miami won Game 3, which forced James and the Lakers to reevaluate.
We know we can be a lot better. You know, myself and AD, we're not satisfied. We want to be great, as close to 48 minutes as possible.
After a close first half in Game 4 Tuesday, the Lakers beat the Heat 102-96 to take a commanding 3-1 series advantage. The Seattle Storm has won the 2020 WNBA Finals, sweeping the Las Vegas Aces in the best-of-five series with a dominant 92-59 win Tuesday in Game 3. The championship is Seattle's fourth overall and second in last 3 years, previously winning it all in 2004, 2010, and 2018. The French Open tennis tournament is rapidly heading toward the men's and women's singles finals. And once again, world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia is vying for the Grand Slam crown. He tied a record shared by Roger Federer of Switzerland and Spaniard Rafael Nadal by reaching the fourth round for the 11th consecutive time.
I think if you impose yourself from the very beginning on the court, which I have in the first three matches here, you know, then it makes it hard for them to really believe that they can come back and make a turnaround in the match.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.